Welcome to the Prompt to Page podcast, a partnership between the Jessamyn County Public Library and the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning. I'm your host, librarian and poet, Carrie Green. Each episode, we interview a published writer who shares their favorite writing prompt. Our guest today is J.C. McPherson. J.C. has a background in writing, electricity, and general troubleshooting. A recipient of the 2022-2023 National Leaders of Color Fellowship through South Arts, he is an associate for the Kentucky Black Writers Collaborative, creative writing instructor, and arts administrator. He is a member of the Afrolatchian Poets and the author of numerous collections of poetry. He's also a member of the Society of American Baseball Research. Welcome, J.C., and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
So your colleague, Claudia Lovemeyer, appeared on the podcast, I think, in 2022. Can you maybe refresh our memory for those who didn't catch that episode about what the Kentucky Black Writers Collaborative is and what your maybe what your role is with it?
Kentucky Black Writers Collaborative was an initiative that was started back in 2022 here at the Carnegie Center. And to make a long story short, we wanted the Carnegie Center to repair its history of not reaching out to the Black community the way that it should have, especially in response to the killings of George Floyd. And it's not funny, but it's ironic that we're doing this today, because this being the 4-year anniversary of Breonna Taylor being killed in Louisville, we wanted to try to eliminate as many barriers as we could for Black people who wanted to take classes at the Carnegie Center, who wanted to develop their writing, who wanted guidance with their writing. And that's what we've been doing for the past couple of years. We've had a lot of success. We were just like talking about this morning, like what we've been able to pull off over the past couple of years. And it's been a fruitful, special time. It's a good start because me and Claudia were never the type to achieve something and just rest on that. We always want to do more, and we always want to push the envelope as far as the programming that we do.
Yeah, we're glad that you're here and that you've been able to do so much great work. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
So you mentioned in your bio that you're a member of the Society of American Baseball Research, and I think you also write poems about baseball, correct?
Yes, I do.
So does that membership and that research, does that kind of inform what you write?
It does. I became a member a few years ago because I have this, I have a story that I want to tell about a baseball player who's played in one, who played one game back in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. And if it pans out, it's a pretty amazing story. And I've been a baseball fan my whole life. And my sister used to just grab me from whatever I'm doing and drag me in the living room so she would be allowed in there to listen to the radio and rock me in a chair as she listened to the Cincinnati Reds play. So I'm a lifelong Cincinnati Reds fan, for good or for worse, which most of the time is for worse. But yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. Spring training is going on right now, and opening day is the day after my birthday this year. So yeah, I can smell baseball in the air right now, and I'm
excited. Yeah, well, hopefully you'll get some more writing material out of this season in a good way.
I always do, even if we have a terrible team.
Right.
there's nothing like sitting at a baseball game and just baseball. Like being at a baseball game, it's the only sport that it really lends itself to conversation. Like just like the ambient sounds and like the pace of the game, there's always moments between the action in which you can comment about the game or just talk about whatever. And that's baseball is a very, very poetic game.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it when people say that baseball is boring. It's like watching paint dry. I was like, yeah, I get that. I really do get that. But for people who are really fans of the game, I mean, it's, yeah, I'll be a baseball fan till the end of my life.
Do you use writing prompts yourself in your own writing process? Or did you maybe start off using writing prompts and then kind of work away from it? What's your experience with writing prompts like?
Well, I was talking to Katerina Stoikova the other day,
mm-hmm.
About poetry. And I'm a trained master electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I troubleshoot things. That's just immediately the way that my mind works. And I told her that I've never considered myself a poet. I consider myself a person who can write poetry, because like writing a poem is no different than wiring up a new room, like putting new lights and outlets in. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So prompts, I've always had a lot of success with whatever prompt that was given to me,
mm-hmm.
Because it's just sitting back and looking at things. I've never let myself become overwhelmed by, oh, I have to create, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a process. I have something that I want to tell, and it's just figuring out, okay, how do I tell it?
Yeah. That's a really interesting metaphor, using your background of electricity. It's so interesting to me. I think especially poets, you know, and I'm a poet myself with a day job, we all have these different jobs, different work that in some way informs what we do. So that's really interesting to hear how your work informs your process.
I used to be, like I said, a master electrician, but working here at like the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning now, it's different, as I work around a lot of creative people,
mm-hmm.
who have their own processes of doing things. And it's interesting. It's almost like being on the Discovery Channel, just sitting back and watching how other people create.
Right.
It's fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that inside access to a mm-hmm. bunch of different writers on the regular. It definitely feeds my writing.
Is there a process that is maybe least like yours? You don't have to name names, but I'm just curious if there's someone that you've learned from because their process is so different from yours.
I was talking with Frank Walker actually about this, and he was telling me how, I mean, he gets up at, I'm like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to write every day. And I don't see how people write every single day. Just setting out the time that at 4 o'clock, I'm going to sit down, I'm just going to start writing. That's something that I can't do.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the point of just sitting there. If I'm not like writing something down, I'm just not going to sit there and write. Like, I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the time, I've written 75-80% of a poem inside of my head before it ever goes down to the page.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that can be attributed to me being 48 years old, roughly the same age as hip hop, and mm-hmm. thinking like an MC, always thinking of like on my feet, thinking like rhymes and everything. And like whatever I'm doing, that creative process is going on in my head in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And just in everyday life, I pick up on like lines or words or just thoughts and feelings that I hear from like other people. And like you
mm-hmm.
sit there and put that away, and you know, it's that jigsaw puzzle, just putting things together. And then when I finally got that chunk in my head, I'm like, all right, I can put it on the page and I can build around that.
Your antenna are kind of always up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would you like to tell us about your writing prompt, your favorite writing prompt?
My favorite writing prompt, it goes hand in hand with my electrical troubleshooting mind. Because mm-hmm. like when I'm presented with a problem, It doesn't matter if it's a technical problem on the computer, or if it's some kind of mechanical problem, or if it's a creative problem. The first thing that I do is go back to the absolute basics. What could be the simplest solution to this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had writer's block. I just think is it a time for me to write right now? If it's not, mm-hmm. Well, move on to something else, because I'm not going to torture myself if I'm not creating.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite writing prompt, and I think I was taught this, I think maybe back when I was like 19 or 20 years old, is that if you woke up a different color, not race-wise, but if you woke up and you were red,
mm-hmm.
or if you woke up and you were purple, write about that without using that color inside the writing. And I don't know, that's always worked, making me just think outside of, just thinking outside of my lane. Like, how can I describe what's it feel like being purple without saying purple?
Yeah, an interesting challenge.
And most of the time it turns out really fun. I mean, I think a lot of times we, especially in writing, we take ourselves too seriously, because like we write about, at times we write about really serious things, really heavy things, and that's great. But I mean, you got to cleanse the palate.
Mm-hmm.
I had a librarian in high school, Woodford County High School. Her name was Deanna Dennis, and I would go into the library all the time. And back in high school, I was just reading like these really heavy things, and she was just like, "Look, you got to clean your palate, man." I didn't understand what she meant, and she goes, "Here, read this," and she gave me a Harlequin romance novel, and I'm like, "What is this?" And she was just like, "Now read this, just read." And I did, and I mean, it was horrible. But I found myself laughing through it, and just like having a good time with it. And I get it. You have to cleanse your palate, and just go back to the basics. And that prompt, I pick a color and just like write about that color.
Mm-hmm.
And that always just shakes something loose, and it like relaxes me. And it's just like, all right, man, you know, you can still do this. Just relax. Mm-hmm. It's still there. You know, just work with it a little, and it'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of writing is tricking yourself into doing the writing. Great. Yeah, it's great to hear other ways of doing that, and ways that you might have fun doing that.
I'm like, you have to, like I said, a lot of the things that we can write can be serious, and it can like tear us up. But I don't ever want to leave something that I wrote and feel like worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm starting to appreciate writing more as like I get older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to understand that it can be cathartic. And again, that goes back to me just looking at everything from a technical eye the first time like I encounter something. I'm starting to like really understand the benefits of how writing can help you heal. It can help you learn. It can help you grow and just not be that process.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's the only way that I can write now. Write right now is to look at it as a process. Like I'm at A. How do I get to B?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Do you have any other tips that you'd like to give our listeners? Any writing or reading or whatever kind of thing that's on your mind?
Definitely relax. I mean, the world's not going to end if you don't, you know, write the greatest poem or write the greatest story that's like ever been written. You know, life will go on. and don't take yourself seriously. And no matter how successful you may become, I mean, like, don't lean on that. I mean, that's great that you accomplished something, but all right, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always like, I appreciate the things that I accomplished, but you know what? There's still a road ahead of me, and I want to see what's over that next hill. And I want to see what's around the next corner. I've already been behind me, and I have those memories, but, you know, I want to see what's next. And it's writing should be fun. Even if it's heaviest times, you should still find enjoyment in that. And if you're not finding enjoyment in it, I mean, back away from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because like if you try to force yourself when you're not enjoying something, it's going to do more harm than good.
Right.
And read, yes, and read as much as you can. And you'd be surprised where you can find inspiration from. Because I don't read a lot of poetry. To let you know on the secret, I'm not a big fan of poetry. You know, people tell me like, oh, you really need to read this. And I'm like, oh, I'll read that. But I don't seek poetry out. Mm-hmm. If I'm not reading about baseball, I'm reading about space.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not reading about space at that point, I'm just like catching up on things that I've been stacking up for years. So I rarely touch like fiction or poetry or anything like that. But I find so much inspiration like reading like baseball. Like I have so many books that I just like read about the history of baseball and just nuances about baseball. And it's absolutely amazing, the stories that come from that. So yeah. Always, like you said, have the antenna up because you can find inspiration in anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great advice. Does the Kentucky Black Writers Collaborative, do you have any events coming up that you'd like to mention?
Actually, March 21st at our next Burn the Mic reading, we're going to have Dorian Hairston come back and do a reading. I mean, like, I love talking to Dorian because he's a baseball head, and like his new collection about Josh Gibson is wow. It's one of the most well put together and finally written collections of poetry that I've read in recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that even if he wasn't like a little brother to me. but I mean, the kid has a mighty pen and like I'm proud of his work. Let's see. In May, our next Black and Lit book session is going to be with Shayla Lawson. So we're looking forward to that because she's such an incredible a writer and even a more special human being. I'm so glad she's a dear friend of mine. So, you know, we always have like something going on and people can check us out at CarnegieCenterLex.org and see everything that we have going on and check out our page on Facebook too. We're always updating that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your writing prompt and your process. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm always glad I was able to come on.
Thank you for listening to Prompt to Page. To learn more about the Jessamyn County Public Library, visit jesspublib.org. Find the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning at carnegiecenterlex.org. Our music is by Archipelago, an all-instrumental musical collaboration between three Lexington-based university professors. Find out more about Archipelago, Songs from Quarantine, Volumes 1 and 2, at the links on our podcast website.